Okay, guys. From an injury standpoint, came out clean for the most part. Roger Saffold just rolled his ankle a little bit. He could have come back in. If we needed him, he was ready to go. And it looks like LaMarcus just had a little bit of a hip, but he's going to be okay. So fortunately, seems like we came away clean talking to Reggie and our trainers. Overall, very pleased with our defensive effort. To get four turnovers against a tough, great opponent, great scheme like what Coach O'Brien has, that was a real credit to them. And then offensively, not very good in the first half. And it starts with me. I got to do a much better job of putting our players in better situations. I didn't do that, and credit to their defense. They made a handful of plays. Jadeveon Clowney's a special player, made a lot of plays that disrupted the rhythm and timing of our flow. But I think when you look at really the start of the end of the first half, when Jared made a couple big time completions to be able to get us in field goal range, Greg hits the long field goal to go up 9-6, gave us some good momentum going into the half, and then kind of carried that on. And then the Robert Woods 90 plus yard touchdown was huge. Great pickup by the offensive line. Todd picks up the corner blitzing off the left side, and then Jared stands in there, delivers a great ball over the top, and then Robert finishes. But a lot of good things, still many things that we can clean up, and we've got a great opponent that we're traveling to see that's 7-2 as well with the Minnesota Vikings. With that being said, we'll open up questions.
Were you getting frustrated at all through that first half, unable to score a touchdown?
Absolutely, yeah. It is frustrating, Gary, because, you know, you're responsible, because there was a lot of things when you look back at it that I didn't do a very good job of putting our players in the good spots. And you look at it, that's your responsibility as a coach and especially as a play caller. And you know, I thought the guys overcame some bad calls even earlier on in that game. But as a whole, they continued to just stay resilient, mentally tough. Defense played really well throughout the course of the game, and that kept us in it when we weren't playing very well offensively. And then get a little bit of momentum, you're able to string together some drives and come away. And then you look at the field position that we got on a couple of the short fields where we were able to convert that into touchdowns. And that was huge. But the defense, you know, really just continues to play well, and very pleased with their effort.
What impressed you about Jared Goff today in particular?
Yeah, I think what you've heard us say before, Alden, is the mental toughness. Things started out, you know, and really, like I mentioned, you know, I put him in some bad spots, and I thought he just stayed together, stayed the course, didn't let whatever the previous plays that didn't work out for us affect his ability to move forward. And that's what, you know, he's done a really nice job of throughout the course of the first nine games now, is just, he's a mentally tough guy that's unfazed by the good or the bad. He's able to make big time throws. I thought to be able to deliver that ball on a 2nd and 8 when you're backed up for the 90 plus yard touchdown, shows the type of mental toughness he has. And then he made a couple other big third down conversions. You know, Cooper Kupp was big for us, and you know, he kept the offense together, and we came away with 30 plus points, which credit to him.
Toughness is something that you've been crediting Jared Goff with ever since the first time you met him. Is there any other aspect that you've seen him just continue to evolve in as a quarterback week to week?
Yeah, the decision making. You know, I think he continues to gain a grasp of exactly what we're trying to get done, you know, kind of the intent of the play calls, being that extension of the coaching staff, Alden. And anytime that you're able to throw for as many yards as he was, we threw it a lot today. And when he didn't turn the football at all, you know, turn the football over at all, you know, that's big time. And you feel very comfortable and confident to be able to put the game in his hands. And he's shown why. We had great protection, but you know, even you look at the long play that he hit off the play action to Robert on the left sideline when we had a comfortable lead there, you know, you feel comfortable that he's going to make good decisions. He showed that all day today, and very pleased with Jared's effort.
Sean, what was it that allowed you, say you didn't feel like you were doing a good job of calling plays? What lets you get into a rhythm and made things start clicking?
Yeah, I think anytime that you're able to get more plays off, Mike, it gives you a chance to kind of just sustain some drives and you feel like you can get into a rhythm. But to Houston's credit, they had some good disguises, some different looks that they presented to us that, where you're kind of anticipating one thing and then it ends up being something else. But I think just being able to get some plays off, you know, we had some good runs on some early downs in the drives that we ended up finishing for touchdowns. But just being able to get more plays off, anytime you can create some of those explosives as well, it allows you to be a little bit more aggressive on some first downs and different things like that. But I would say, you know, the guy's ability to be more efficient on first down is what allowed us to kind of get into a rhythm in that second half.
Coach, would you say, can you make the case that every facet of the team is working right now, especially special teams, offense, and defense?
I think at times, we've played pretty well in all three phases. I think you look at it today, you know, special teams continues to play at an efficient level. I can't say enough about what Greg Zuerlein's been to our team as far as just how automatic he's been. He does a great job, and then Johnny and Jake with that operation is not to be taken for granted with how consistent they've been. Defensively, I thought they played outstanding. And then offensively, really, with the second half, we played much better. The first half, got to do a better job of not really beating ourselves. You know, Houston did make a handful of great plays, but some of them were some self-inflicted wounds, starting with the play call by me. So I think there's some things that we can clean up, and we know we got a great defense that we're getting ready to go play this week in the Minnesota Vikings.
Sean, how important was it to you to play well and play kind of in an entertaining style in front of a home crowd that hadn't really seen that from you guys this year?
Yeah, I think what was important for us is to come away with the win. You know, it's good to be back. I thought there was some good energy, and you know, the fans were excited today. Players made a lot of big-time plays all across the board. But any time that you go into these preparation for these games, Gary, it's about what's the best way for us to come away with a win. And, you know, we found a way to do that today. It was good to be able to have the fans out here, and, you know, we enjoyed that atmosphere for sure.
Big play to Robert. You guys got up to the line real quick and got it. Did you see something, or was that just a normal?
There were some different things on some of those second downs that we felt like, you know, it would be a play that might have been favorable, but the players made a great play. You know, it kind of caught him in a pressure where it was a two safety fire zone and hit a post route over the top, but it gets picked up front. And then, you know, Robert's able to kind of skinny inside of Joseph and run by him and finish. And that's where you see that 200 meter juice. You know, I don't think we can talk about Robert Woods as a possession receiver anymore after the last couple weeks. So very pleased with Robert.
Second half had kind of a tough first half. How was he? Third quarter, the whole offense exploded. How was that?
Well, I think we were able to get into a rhythm. You know, we really kind of hurt ourselves with some negative plays, and then you get into some third and longs. I think we avoided those third and long situations, and you're in some more third and manageables where the ball can come out in the rhythm and timing that you prefer to operate with against a great rush like that. And any time that you're able to do that, I think you're going to get a little bit more regulated looks. And Jared made the throws, and guys were, you know, doing a great job protecting up front. Like we mentioned, you know, receivers consistently made some plays, and, you know, I think that was the key to the second half for us offensively.
Confidence and process standpoint, to struggle like you did offensively in the first half, but still look up at the scoreboard, and you hung a 33 on them. What does that say about the team and where you guys are headed, and when you guys settle down, the damage that you guys did?
You know, I think what it says is that we were pleased, you know, that when we face a little bit of adversity, specifically offensively, the guys just stayed together and just kept competing and worry about the next snap, because that's the only thing that we can control is what's next. You know, let's learn from the previous things and let's correct it moving forward. And I think that's what guys did. Anytime that you're able to create some of the explosives that we did, I think it's very, very helpful. You know, it's too hard in this league to go 12 and 15 plays all the time against some of these defenses. So to be able to get some of those chunk plays that alleviate the stress on having to just kind of go 4 and 5 all the way down the field, I think was critical. And when you've got explosive playmakers like we do, it was big. And even, you know, you look at the first half where not real good, you know, continuity, but the screen to Todd at least got us where you get some points on the board. And, you know, he continues to show up in the pass game, which is a big time thing for us.
In a league that's known for its parity, you're 7-2. That's pretty impressive record in the NFL. What's your comment on that?
Yeah, the guys have done a good job. You know, to be able to go through the nine games and get 7 wins is a credit to our players. I think our coaches have done a nice job preparing them and putting them in some good spots. We know that, you know, really after 9 games, we've done a couple good things that give ourselves a chance to still continue to play meaningful football. And now we've got a couple, you know, we've got a game coming up against another 7-2 team at their place where they're playing really well in all 3 phases, and it's going to be a great challenge against Coach Zimmer and the Vikings.
Our second week in a row that Aaron Donald has basically started the game with a sack. How special is that?
He's special. He's a special player, special person. He continues to kind of epitomize a lot of the things that we talk about in terms of what you want your players to look like, the way that they prepare, and then it shows up on game day. You know, and he's doing a lot of other things that might not show up on the stat sheet that end up, you know, freeing up some other guys that are making plays on the defense. But Aaron's done a great job, been a huge part of why our defense has played so well, and very happy that he's on our team, Miles.
I misheard. I think they called timeout at the end of the half, right before you kicked the field goal. First down, you were 2nd and 8. If true, were you surprised that they would call timeout, thinking that you were going to waltz into halftime with a deficit of 7?
You know, I can't remember exactly. I know we used one of our timeouts when we hit the first down under 40 seconds. So I can't exactly recall if they did or not, but I know we used one of ours to kind of just get ourselves a chance to huddle up, and then we ended up settling for the field goal at the end of the half. But I can't recall exactly how that played out.
All right.
Thanks, guys.